Let's remain standing for the reading of God's word in Psalm 123. There's an outline of the message for you as we meditate together this evening on Psalm 123, a psalm or song of ascents that God's pilgrim people would sing to the Lord, to one another on their journey to Jerusalem. On Passover, for instance, or Pentecost festival days. And we pick it up here at Psalm 123. Let's hear God's word and receive it with believing hearts. This is the word of the Lord. A song of ascents. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. You may be seated. So far, the reading of the Word of God. I encourage you to keep your Bibles open and handy for the message on looking up. Dear congregation of Christ, brothers, sisters in the Lord, and friends of our church family, what was I made for? I wonder if that song title rings a bell. It won a Grammy, and it was the hit song to the soundtrack on, I believe it was best-selling movie last year, Barbie. Is this ringing a... Ringing a bell for anybody, what was I made for? And it's sung by Billie Eilish. And Billie Eilish sings that song because she's channeling a lot of the feelings in our culture, especially among young people and young adults, that they feel so anxious and depressed, and they're wondering, what was I made for? Because they can't find it online and social media. I have great news for you. God tells you exactly what you were made for. And I preach you the word of the Lord that you were made for this. You were made to be a servant of God, to look up to the Lord and to live. Servants of God look up to their Lord. And we first of all want to look at our master. And we look to the Master for mercy and a couple of applications for us here. What was I made for? You were made to be mastered. The question is, who is your master? The psalmist, along with God's pilgrim people, are traveling and journeying to Jerusalem, and they say, I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. I look at you. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God. And you see how the singular is used as well as the collective pronouns. So it's not only a personal prayer, it's also a congregational prayer that is prayed, a song that is sung. And the psalmist is really doing what we must all do. This is a very, very important lesson for all of us in our journey through the valleys of this world, the wildernesses of this human experience. Where do we find hope when we are depressed? Where do we find peace when we are anxious? We find it as we look up to the Lord and turn our feelings of sadness inside out. That's what the psalmist is teaching us to do. Turn your feelings of sadness inside out. What are those feelings of sadness? We're going to look at that in a moment. The psalmist is talking about contempt, but nevertheless, congregation, when our eyes are weighed down, we are downcast by all of the burdens that we bear. Maybe it's the Monday morning blues. Maybe it's the Wednesday evening discouragement. Perhaps it's the Friday evening loneliness. or the Sunday morning boredoms. We are to turn our feelings of sadness inside out and express a prayer to look up to the Lord who is our master. And it's really a brief prayer. It's a small prayer, and we think, what difference can this small prayer really make? It's a small prayer, a little is a lot, when our master has mercy. What's the prayer? Master, be merciful. Seems so small. Boys and girls, have you ever been in a tent when you went out tenting and went camping in summertime and you had a mosquito in your tent? And that little mosquito was buzzing and buzzing and buzzing and buzzing, and that small little mosquito kept you up all night. Something very, very small can make a big difference. And this is kind of a mosquito prayer. It's a small prayer, but it makes a big difference that when we feel miserable, God has mercy upon us and provides us with relief. Christians, who are they? Who are human beings supposed to be? What are Christians to be and become? Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, we lift up our eyes away from ourselves and look up to the Lord who is enthroned in the heavens. Congregation, that's the identity of every human being. What have you been made for? What are we made for and saved for? We are made to be image bearers of God who serve our Creator. We're called to be slaves owned by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the Christian's identity here. And dear friends, the question is, who will be your master and who will you serve? The psalmist looks up to the best master of all because there are other masters and there are bad masters. There's slave masters who want to enslave you and me. And how can you feel true freedom? How will you ever and how will I ever breathe in the freedom to live a free life? And here it is. You think of the prayer of St. Augustine. Our hearts are restless until we find our rest in God. How do we find rest, true joy, and freedom? It's by serving the Lord, by looking to Him, and waiting on His commandments, obeying His will for our lives, fulfilling His great commission for us to go and make disciples. Dear friends, there are many masters in our day and age that promise freedom, and they always deliver bondage, death. Satan is a slave master who wants to enslave you and me, who has come not to give freedom, but ultimately to kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy you. Who are you going to serve? There are many saints out there of self-worship. There are musicians, there are TikTok influencers, there's all kinds of politicians who want to master us, and social media influencers. Dear friends, who will you be mastered by? Any other master other than the master, our Lord Jesus Christ, will always bring misery and pain and slavery. Jesus Christ has come so that we may know freedom. He's the best master of all. And congregation, what was I made for? Well, we see statistics that are chilling in our day and age. When we think about the slave masters of our day and age, we learn together from so many statistics that when we look at our culture, congregation, many young men, instead of getting married, are enslaved to pornography, and they are breaking the boundaries of God's love and finding that when they think they experience freedom, they are actually enslaved to sexual bondage. Beware of slave masters. How can we find freedom? It's when our Lord Jesus Christ masters us and we obey his will for our lives. And that looks like us looking expectantly and earnestly to the Lord who is the promise keeper. Looking expectantly and earnestly to our promise keeper. And that's the language here. We look to the hand of our master as the eyes of a maidservant to the hands of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy upon us. Keep praying until, don't give up, keep praying until the Lord has mercy upon you and me. And the idea is, you know, just not a quick glance, it's a staring, fixing your eyes, gluing the eyeballs of faith upon your master who has promised mercy. And remember, a congregation and a or look at the first time to, we look to the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, that's the God of the covenant. How do you spell assurance that God will have mercy, that you can anticipate and expect him to deliver mercy? C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T, the covenant. This is the God of the covenant who has made and kept promises to 1,000 generations to his people. This is the Lord to whom we look and gaze and fix our attention, expecting and earnestly receiving. This is the God who is the God of the Exodus and the great God of Easter, the Lord of Mount Sinai and the Lord of Mount Calvary, who has not only promised but purchased and delivers mercies, the mercies of freedom for those who are oppressed. Servants of God, look up to their Lord, and he provides mercy to inhale the freedom of serving him. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. We look up to our master in order to receive mercy. And congregation, the one to whom we look in prayer is the Lord who just gushes out mercy, mercies that never, ever run dry. A flood of mercy comes from the one enthroned upon the circle of the universe, our Christ who occupies the throne of grace to obtain for us to obtain mercy and find grace in our time of need. These are mercies which are invincible. These are mercies that flood our lives, so we have this immersive experience in being immersed in mercies that are new each and every morning. Mercies you cannot ultimately run so far away from, they will not find you in me. God gushes with mercies. And what is mercy, dear friends? Mercy is really God withholding from us the punishment that we deserve. And that's yes and amen in Christ Jesus our Lord, not giving us what we deserve, and then in grace, giving us what we don't deserve. As servants of the Lord, the best master provides mercy. What does that look like, congregation? It may look like you've made one big foolish decision and it's haunting you now. It could be 10,000 small foolish choices that have caught up with you and you feel stuck and you're kicking yourself. Maybe there's people you know who know that you're a Christian and you have made these big foolish decision or 10,000 small foolish decisions, and they're mocking you and ridiculing you, or Satan is mocking and ridiculing you. And dear friends, we feel stuck and we remember the sadness and misery of having to live with these, the consequences of the decisions we have made. And we feel stuck and hate ourselves for believing the lie of a lying master like sin and Satan that has stolen so much from us. Dear friends, what do you do when you have squandered? So what do I do when we have squandered so many mercies from God? We go back to God again. And he says, I will give more mercies to you. This is who God is. This is what our God does. He's an expert at mercy. It's as natural to him to give us mercy. When we've squandered his mercies, more mercies on top of the mercies we've squandered, it's as natural for God to have mercy upon his children as it is for us to breathe. God gushes in mercies for those who are ridiculed. And dear friends, ridicule and mockery has this effect on our lives of curling us up inside. We are mocked, says the psalmist. I've had enough of it, these rich, proud people. And perhaps in the language of, in the words of one commentary, the psalmist has gone with God's pilgrim people to the city of Jerusalem, the city of peace. And yet even in that city of peace, there are those who are mocking and seeking to ridicule and sneer and scoff at the psalmist. He's gone to Jerusalem to find mercy at the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. And yet there are still mockers, even in the holy city. And we've had enough of it. We've had our fill of the scorn of those who are at ease, the contempt of the proud. And dear friends, as we struggle with being rejected, poked fun of, mocked by those who are hostile to Christ and the claims of Christianity, who mock us for saying, I find freedom by being a slave of the Master Jesus Christ. Dear friends, we can feel vulnerable. When we do feel vulnerable, don't we? We feel exposed, and we feel as if we don't say anything in return that or lash out at people, then we're just going to get more contempt and more mockery poured out upon us. And in the ridicule and mockery, the psalmist lifts up his eyes and looks to the Lord, his master, for mercy, the mercy to relieve him of the temptation to take revenge and lash out in unrighteous anger. For the Lord in his mercy to be merciful to the scoffers and the mockers and transform and turn them into slaves of the Master enthroned in heaven. The psalmist looks up and he looks out. Do you do that? Dear friends, do you try to fix it yourself? Do I? Do we look inward, or are we looking outward, up to the Lord of heaven and earth, to fix our problems for us in his merciful time and way? Our Lord Jesus Christ was once mocked, wasn't he? He was mocked and ridiculed and sneered at and held in contempt as he was hanging on the cross of Calvary. But now the one who is mocked on Calvary's cross is now the Master enthroned in heaven, to whom all authority belongs in heaven and on earth. When our Lord Jesus Christ suffered merciless mockery. Were you there when they crucified the Lord? Yes, you were. Yes, I was. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice. Mocking. The Son of God, as we looked up, where is he? He's not in the throne of heaven. As it were, he's enthroned on the cross, having all of our sins piled upon him. And only after he said, it's finished, the Father in heaven heard him and raised him from the dead. making him Lord of all. Look up and live. Look to Jesus Christ right now to find mercy, to forgive the penalty of your sin, and to find the power of his grace to set you free from bondage of sin and besetting sins. Look up to the Lord Jesus Christ and live. What are some applications for us? Application number one. Application number one, look up to the Lord. Look out to your Savior. What does that mean specifically? It means you need and I need to resign tonight. Resign from trying to be the third person of the Trinity? You do that, don't you? So do I. Only three chairs. They're all occupied. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What am I talking about? Trying to be in control. To fix it. We look up to the Lord and pray for the Holy Spirit to come to fix us, to fix others. Let us resign tonight from trying to be the Holy Spirit, from trying to be in control of only what he ultimately can and does control. Let's pray for the mercies of the Holy Spirit to make us persevering in these mosquito prayers. Master, have mercy on me. Master, have mercy on them. Dear friends, specifically that means prayer tithes. That's what we need to be praying, prayer tithes. You tithe prayers. You tithe your money and praise God for that. You realize that's what happens in our when we tithe our money. It changes the way we look at money, doesn't it? Tithe your prayers and it will change the way you think of praying. As you set aside time for prayer at the beginning, right, the first fruits of your time, then that kind of, it makes you rearrange your schedule for the rest of the week. Exercise prayer ties so that you are devoted to looking up. When you want to look in or look out at others and who are pouring on contempt and tempted to be sneering or mocking them, we look up to the Lord in prayer. And we pray, that's like going to the spiritual emergency room or the spiritual calling, spiritual 911 for the merciful Holy Spirit to have mercy on your marriage. Look up and live as a married couple. There's a long list for us as Christian couples to do. But it'll never be done well, will it? Without the both of us, the both of you looking up to the Lord. Have our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. So his mercy is in our hearts. His mercies are in our children's and grandchildren's hearts. And praying, dear friends, as friends in the faith, praying together. Maybe that's texting prayers to encourage one another because, dear friends, it's a battle of faith, isn't there? We need a band of brothers, a sorority of Christian sisters texting one another and saying, yes, I'll be praying for you. I'm in the emergency room. I'm calling up 911. I'm looking up with you to the Lord for mercy in the moment of your need, for mercies before, during, and after the tasks and temptations that we are experiencing, because we can only be these prayer warriors as we give together our weaknesses to our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. Resign from trying to be the third person of the Trinity. And secondly, practice your position to live free. Practice your position to to live free. What's your position? You're a servant. So am I. You're a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're the private, personal property of our Lord Jesus Christ. You look up, right? Where's Jesus? Oh, he's down here serving you. He's come as a faithful servant, the suffering servant, to wash his disciples' feet in great mercy for us, in mercy to wash and to cleanse us of all of our sins. And so we belong to the suffering servant. Therefore, let us be his faithful servants, obeying his commandments and fulfilling his commissions for our lives. Dear friends, 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, we are no longer to live for ourselves, but for him who loved us and lived for us and died for us. Let us be compelled by the beautiful mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ to serve. We can serve each other with our words, serve others with words of encouragement and biblical affirmation. We can serve boys and girls at home with a towel and a laundry basket to clean up and help mom with cleaning up around the house. We are servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And dear friends, we are called to be servants of our Lord by being prepared to be mocked and ridiculed and sneered at by this world and those who are slaves of Satan and of their own sinful flesh. It goes with the territory. And if we are not being mocked or held in contempt, let us be prepared to do so as more and more wickedness and lawlessness invades our land. Let us be brave and bold servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, wearing as an honor the badge of being a persecuted servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not above our master. So let us be prepared to show mercy as those to whom we have, to whom the Lord has shown mercy. Let us be merciful to others as we may be poked fun of and laughed at for being a Christian at school, the butt of jokes at work, or held in contempt and ridiculed by our neighbors. Jesus Christ says, look up to me and live. What have you been made for, dear friends? You've been made for this. You've been made to be mastered by Jesus Christ. You've been made to be mastered by Jesus Christ, to be a faithful servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. How does that happen? What is faith? It's just simply looking up to Jesus Christ and to live. And when you look up and say to Jesus right now, Lord Jesus, master me, command me, have mercy upon me, a sinner, you will know the truth, and that truth will make you free. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon us. We hear our mocking voice in the crowd of Good Friday, rejecting and ridiculing you. Master us, Lord Jesus, to make us your eager, willing servants in the day of your power. Be merciful to us. Please pay the penalty for our sins of mocking you. And Lord Jesus, we pray that you would make us your faithful servants who are willing, ready, and able to obey your commandments, to fulfill your commission for our lives, even to be rejected and ridiculed for the sake of your name and the gospel of your kingdom. We look up to you, O Lord, and we pray that in beholding Jesus, we may live and be made more alive, not to live for ourselves, but to live for him who loved us and gave himself for us. Lord, we pray that you would make us tonight to resign from trying to be the third person of the Trinity. Holy Spirit of God, come as our merciful comforter and counselor. Help us to practice our position in Christ, that we may experience the freedom of pleasure of living within the boundaries of your holy law and will for our lives. Oh Lord, may it be. Bless our offering, hear our prayers, and use us for your purpose and praise. In the name of Jesus, our merciful Master. Amen. Let's give our gifts to the Lord.